Okay, so let's dive right in. Today, we're taking a close look at Kudlak Baird Limited.
Specifically, their health and safety practices.
Right, exactly. And we're basing this deep dive on a document they've released called Health and Safety COR.PDF.
Yeah, this document basically outlines how they approach safety in their work, which I think is pretty important for us to understand.
Absolutely. So to start, I think the most significant thing that pops out right away is this COR certification they have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This isn't just some kind of basic requirement they've met. This is a certificate of recognition awarded by the Infrastructure Health and Safety Association, IESH. So it's a pretty big deal.
It is, it is. And for anyone listening who might not be familiar with this, what it means is that Kudlak Baird has gone above and beyond to create a really thorough health and safety program.
Yeah, they've had to meet some pretty rigorous national standards set by ISHA to get this. It's not just a rubber stamp.
Definitely not. So the big question we're exploring here is, what does this COR certification actually tell us about how Kudlak Baird operates?
Right, like what does it mean in practical terms?
Yeah, whether you're thinking of hiring them or just interested in best practices, this is what we're trying to figure out.
Absolutely.
So digging into the document itself, one of the first things that stands out is their statement that safety is paramount to our success.
Yeah, and we see that kind of language a lot, right? Plenty of companies say that.
Yeah.
But here, it's not just talk. Having that COR certification gives it a lot more weight.
Exactly. Like to actually achieve the certification, they've had to demonstrate a real commitment to safety. It involves things like detailed risk assessments, emergency plans, making sure workers are properly trained. It's comprehensive.
Right. And ISHA doesn't hand these certifications out to just anyone. There's a pretty thorough process to go through.
Absolutely. And I think this is where it becomes really relevant for our listeners. The document explicitly states you can put your mind at ease knowing you've chosen a company that will employ the best health and safety practices.
Yeah, that's a powerful statement.
Yeah, like think about what that means in terms of peace of mind.
Right. It basically means you can be more confident that Kudlak Baird is going to take every precaution to prevent accidents and protect their workers.
Exactly. And potentially reduce risks for anyone else involved, too.
Absolutely. It's a proactive approach, not just reacting to problems after they happen.
And it's also worth highlighting who's giving them this certification. Yesha.
Right. They're not just some random organization.
No, they're specifically focused on health and safety in the infrastructure sector.
Yeah, so their standards are really tailored to the specific challenges and risks of that industry.
Exactly. So having a CR certification from them holds a lot of weight.
It really does. But going through this whole process, Kudlak Baird is sending a clear message that health and safety is fundamental to how they work. It's not just an afterthought, it's built into everything they do.
Yeah, I think that's a really important takeaway. So, to kind of sum it all up, this deep dive has shown us that Kudlak Baird's EAR certification is a strong indicator of their commitment to health and safety.
Absolutely. It's not just a piece of paper. It's a sign that they've put in the work to meet really high standards.
And that's been validated by ISHA, a respected national organization. So, it definitely gives you a higher level of confidence in their practices.
Yeah, no doubt. Thinking about this raises an interesting question for our listeners.
What's that?
What are some other certifications or recognitions out there in different industries that might signal a similar level of commitment to excellence or best practices?
Ooh, that is interesting.
Right. Like, how can we, as consumers or just informed individuals, learn to spot those signs and use them to make better decisions?
Food for thought. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.